शांति।
चैप्टर नंबर 7।
फाउंडेशन फॉर द होल डे, अमृत वेला। पॉइंट नंबर 7.1। हेडिंग इज डिसेंडेड फ्रॉम द सोल वर्ल्ड फॉर डूइंग एलिवेटेड एक्शंस। डिटेल। ईच डे एट अमृत वेला यू शुड नॉट थिंक दैट यू हैव इमर्ज्ड फ्रॉम स्लीप, but instead you should think that you have incarnated from Shanti Dham, the world of peace, the soul world, in order to do your work. Then at night, having done your work, you should return to Shanti Dham having incarnated. You come as avatars, souls who incarnate in order to establish a religion. Avatars incarnate to perform an elevated task. They are not said to have taken birth, but they are said to have incarnated. From an elevated stage, you come down. This is incarnation. When you perform work in such a stage, ordinary actions become unique, spiritual actions. Just as other people eat, so too, you also. Do you not? But they are said to eat food, whereas you dine on Brahma Bhojan. There is a difference, is there not? You move, but you move like angels. You move in the state of being double light. So you move in an unique spiritual way, and your work is also unique and spiritual. Point number 7.2. At Amrit Vela, pay attention for the whole day and do your checking. Point number 7.2.A. Detail. Do you always experience your star of soul consciousness to be shining forever? When this star is shining through knowledge, once it has been lit by Father, then it cannot be extinguished. However, the percentage of its shineness may increase or decrease. Why does this happen? The shininess decreases because there is lack of attention. Just as with oil lamp, if oil is regularly poured into it, then the lamp will remain steadily alight. If less oil is added, then the lamp may flicker. So too, if less attention is paid to the star of the soul consciousness, then the percentage of its shininess decreases. This is why Baba gives the Srimad, the elevated direction for you to get up at Amrit Vela and lit the lamp of soul consciousness. Then, through the rest of the day, you should pay attention to it. It may be that you are paying attention. However, if proper attention is being paid, then underlying this, it will not be possible for there be any form of tension. When it is the day, it cannot be night. Day and night cannot occur together at the same time. There, in the same way, attention is the day and tension is the night, and it is not possible for these to occur together. If there is any tension, then this proves that there is lack of attention. There is difference between attention and full attention. Full attention means the virtues and the powers of Father must be with us. Point number 7.2.B. Detail. From Amrit Vela, in the pure churning of the Self, and together with this, again and again, check the stage of the Self. There is not checking. There is not churning. Take this up as a powerful thought for your life. If you do not make all this an intrinsic part of your life, then carelessness comes. Just as eating is an essential task, are you able to forget that? To take rest is also an essential task. If for even one day there are 2 or 4 hours less rest, then thoughts will move in that direction and you will think there has been less sleep. So you consider food and rest to be essential. However, if you do not consider churning of the self and checking of the self to be essential tasks, and this is the reason why carelessness then comes. Do you consider these to be essential tasks or do you not? So at Amrit Vela, refresh yourself, remind yourself of these essential tasks, and you will then receive the power of this throughout the day. If carelessness still comes, then punish yourself. Separate yourself from that which love you the most, the task that you most enjoy. There will then be repentance. If you repent now, then you will not have to repent later on. Each day at Amrit Vela, revise your praise, Baba's praise, Baba's task and your task. Make this an essential discipline. Carelessness comes when you consider something to be only a direction and you have not yet made it into a personal discipline. Just as going to work is a discipline of life, and so you go, so too, any essential task should be made into a personal discipline. From Amrit Vela, revise your plans, run over them and remember them. What are the specialities of my life? What are the disciplines of Brahmin life? Every hour, you should check, to what extent have I observed these disciplines? You should carry out such checking at all times and not just at night. Let the guard of attention be constantly on duty. The method to become free from carelessness is to pay attention again and again.
You think it is an easy task,
and so there is carelessness. But have a bitter, strong discipline for the self. On the path of bhakti, bitter pleasures and woes are made. In the same way, it will only be when you take up a bitter discipline that carelessness will end. Just as Sakar Baba was tireless, so too, you should follow the father. Firstly, in the efforts of the self, and secondly, in your efforts for service. Only then will it be possible for you to change. Do not have the thought, it will happen in the future, but rather, I must do it now. Let there be this slogan on your forehead, then there will be transformation. Point number 7.2.C. Detail. From Amrit Vela onwards, check whether you are fulfilling the vow you have taken. What thoughts you should have. What words you should speak. How you should have the stage of being a karma yogi whilst performing action. This is the vow you have taken.
Is it not?
You have taken the vow of remaining like a lotus flower whilst living in the household. Have you not? How can those who are like a lotus flower be under the influence of external situations? They should be loving and detached. If you stabilize yourself in your elevated attitude, can any atmosphere or vibrations etc. make you fluctuate? The atmosphere is created through your attitude. If your attitude is elevated, then on the basis of your attitude,
you are able to make the atmosphere pure.
Do you have this much power? Or is the power of the atmosphere more powerful? When you come under the influence of any type of atmosphere, you should be able to finish any weakness the moment it enters your mind. But you even speak of it, saying, "What can I do? The atmosphere is like this." It was because of the atmosphere that my attitude became mischievous. What do you consider yourself to be when you speak these words? What soul are you at that time? A weak soul. You have forgotten yourself at that time. In a logic way also, does anyone forget himself? Who am I? Whose child am I? What is my occupation? If anyone forgets this, then everyone would laugh at him. At that time, look at yourself. Have I forgotten myself? Have I forgotten my father? Have I forgotten my position? Then make this vow firm. Then see how you become victorious at all times. Nothing will be able to make you fluctuate. Revise this vow in your intellect again and again. What promise have I made to the Father? What vow have I taken? Then that vow will be refreshed and it will remain in your awareness. The more it remains in your awareness, the more power there will be. Now make yourself this powerful.
Point number 7.3. Heading is Use the Power of Transformation. Detail: From Amrit Vela until night, change whatever you see, hear, think, or perform from laukik to alaukik. This practice is very easy, but you need to pay special attention to it. Just as you do all things for the body, such as eating, drinking, walking, etc., very naturally and easily, so too, whilst on the spiritual path, together with these physical activities, you also need to think about food for the soul, progress of the soul, leisures for the soul, seeing and thinking as a soul. If you continue to do all of this, then you can easily experience a life transformed from laukik to alaukik. Point number 7.4. Heading is Follow the Discipline. Point number 7.4.A. Detail: Continuous increase in service and in the spiritual effort of oneself. What is the easy method for that? The easy method of growth is to move forward with right disciplines since Amrit Vela, and then the life will become useful. If the work is done according to the discipline, only then it becomes successful. Brahman means one with a systematic and disciplined life. Any task is successful when it is done by the right method. If there is no progress in any situation in terms of your effort or service, then definitely you are lacking in using the right method. So check that from Amrit Vela till night time, your thoughts, words, deeds, and connections are disciplined. That is, check whether there was any growth. If not, think of the reason for this and find a solution. Then you will not be disheartened. If your life is disciplined with the right method, then there definitely be progress. Point number 7.4.B. Detail: You wake up Amrit Vela as a discipline, so the images of your memorial are also awakened as the right discipline. People awaken them with so much love. They are non-living images, but yet people awaken them with so much love in their heart. They awaken them, feed them, and also put them to sleep, because you do all of this with remembrance as a discipline at this time. You eat with the discipline of the right method too. You eat after offering bhog, do you not? Or do you eat it just like that? It isn't that because you have to feed someone quickly, you don't offer bhog. If you have to feed someone before time, then you must definitely take out a share first. It shouldn't be that you feed someone first and then offer bhog. By eating with the right method, you attain success. You become happy and you easily have a constant remembrance. So, from Amrit Vela till night, whatever actions you perform, perform them with the discipline of remembrance. Only then will you be successful in every action. Success means you continue to receive the instant and practical fruit of every action. The greatest success of all is to experience supersensuous joy in the form of instant and practical fruit. You will then constantly continue to move along in the waves of happiness and joy. You first receive instant practical fruit and then the future fruit. The instant and practical fruit of this time is more elevated than the fruit of your future births. If you don't eat the instant and different practical fruits now, you will not receive instant fruit throughout the whole cycle. You do something now and you instantly receive the fruit of it. This is known as instant and practical fruit. Point number 7.4.C. Detail. This is the speciality of the blessing, that the one who receives the blessing have never been made effort. When devotee soul get tired by doing labor, they ask the blessing from God. Even when the people come to you and they do not want to do labor for making a connection with God, then what do they say? They say, give the blessing only. Put your hand on our forehead. But there is always the hand of the Father, bestower of blessings, upon you, Brahmin children. The elevated directions given by him are his hands. The physical hand cannot be kept for 24 hours. The hand in the form of the blessings of elevated directions of Father is always above the children. From Amrit Vela till night, for every breath, every thought and every action, there is always a hand of the elevated directions. If you use this blessing according to discipline, then you will never have to do labor. Point number 7.5, heading is Obey the Code of Conducts. Point number 7.5.A. Detail. From Amrit Vela, you are aware of disciplines you have to follow from the early morning until night falls. It is by observing these disciplines that you become an elevated human being, one who is following the highest code of conduct. Your title is Purushottam, that is, one who is the highest amongst human beings. Check and see, is your consciousness elevated? The consciousness of an elevated soul will be elevated. If the consciousness is elevated, then both the attitude of mind and the vision will be elevated. The stage will then also be likewise. Do you know what the code of conduct is for the consciousness? I, the soul, am elevated, and other souls also belong to the elevated Father. Different souls are playing their different roles. Let this the first lesson be remembered in a natural way. While looking at the body, you should see the soul. At every second, there should be this powerful remembrance. You should become the embodiment of remembrance. It should not be that you simply remember the knowledge of the soul. In addition, there should be the consciousness of being a soul. I am a soul, and the person next to me is also a soul. This consciousness is the principal foundation of the code of disciplines. It is through this practice that a soul becomes free from obstacles, and with this elevated, powerful remembrance, you will become the instrument to spread powerful vibrations. Through this, others will also become free from obstacles. Point number 7.5.B Detail. Today, Bap Dada was checking the personality of purity of the children everywhere. You know the definition of purity very well. Purity is not simply the vow of celibacy. Nowadays, many people who do not have any knowledge lead a celibate life according to circumstances, not because of knowledge, but because of their situation. Even many devotees remain celibate. That is not a big thing. But check your purity throughout the day. The sign of purity is cleanliness and honesty. Throughout the day, in sitting, standing, speaking, doing service, whether physical or subtle, if it is not done according to the system, if there is the slightest difference in doing it according to the system, then that is not cleanliness. That is, it is not purity. Waste thoughts are also impurity. Why? You would have a waste thought, but you would not think that you have committed any sin or that you have given sorrow to anyone. However, if you did have waste thoughts and your time was spent in that, if your thoughts were wasted and you lost your contentment, then there would be a slight difference in the degree of your purity in your final stage. You would not be able to become 16 celestial degrees complete. You would either be 15 celestial degrees, 14, or 15 and a half degrees. You would be number wise. Impurity is not simply giving sorrow to someone or committing a sin. But if you experience cleanliness and honesty within yourself according to the system, then you are pure. If words just emerge when you do not wish to speak them, what would you call this? Are you the masters then? Therefore, from Amrit Vela until night, check your thoughts, words, actions and service. Do not check the gross form. If you only check the gross form, then the signs of this is the moon dynasty with a huge bow and arrow, whereas the sun dynasty sign is just a little flute. The flute is so light and the bow and arrow take so much labor. First of all, you have to aim at the target and you also have to carry a burden. And look at the flute. Just dance, sing, laugh and play. Therefore, do not adopt the gross form of effort, nor in your checking. Now, have a refined intellect, because the time is going to finish suddenly. It will not warn you in advance. Bap Dada has already told you in advance that you must not complain and say, "Baba, why did you not tell us in advance?" Baba will never make you time conscious. Point number 7.6. Have a determined thought to be obedient. Detail. To place your footsteps in Father Brahma's footsteps is known as following the Father. So, what was the first step that Father Brahma took in following the Father's Srimad? The first step is that he became obedient. He put the instructions he received into practice. So check, are you following the Father in the first step of being obedient? From Amrit Vela until night, are you moving along according to the instructions you have received for your thoughts, words, actions, connections and relationships? Or are you able to fulfill some instructions and not others? Are your thoughts according to the instructions received, or are they mixed? If they are mixed, are you fully obedient or half obedient? You have received clear instructions for your thoughts at every moment. Are you clear about what thoughts to have at Amrit Vela or not? Are you able to follow in this? Or do you sometimes go to Paramdham and sometimes the land of sleep? So what are your instructions? To go to the land of sleep? And in every moment, are you placing your footsteps in Baba's footsteps, or are the footsteps of the father one thing and the footsteps of the child something else? That would not be called obedience, would it? Whether in connection with God or in your interaction with others, check the percentage of how much you are following the instructions you have received from both. Do you know how to check? The first step is that he became obedient. And this is why those who are obedient automatically receive blessings from the Father. Together with this, you also have blessings from the Brahmad family. So check whatever thought you had, whether for the self, for service, for physical actions, or for many other souls. If you remain obedient, the sign of that is contentment within heart. Because of the blessings you received or did not receive, the effect of the blessing is that the mind will constantly remain content and the heart will remain content. Point number 7.7. Heading is Goodbye to all weaknesses by determination, zeal, and enthusiasm. Detail. On seeing children's determined thoughts to bid farewell to whatever weakness are still remaining, Bap Dada is giving congratulations to them. Each day at Amrit Vela, by having powerful remembrance, let this farewell remain powerful and constant. Together with attaining a powerful form for the self, let there also be a powerful form in service. In this new year, every day at night, every day at Amrit Vela, make this slogan emerge. I constantly have to fly with zeal and enthusiasm and make others fly too. And from time to time, check this again and again. It should not be that you check yourself at Amrit Vela, then merge everything throughout the day. And then at night, think that today was just ordinary. So check yourself from time to time. Check that you did not go on to another path instead of having zeal and enthusiasm. Check that you did not allow yourself to be pulled to any stage other than the flying stage. Bap Dada says that at Amrit Vela, immerse the thought that we have to remain free from obstacles. And after Amrit Vela meditation, revise this determined thought that the help of the Father is always there. In the early morning hours, when you get up, you should bring in your mind a powerful point so that you are able to fill yourself with power. Just as you have a sweet conversation, in the same way, you should pay particular attention to keeping one powerful point in your mind so that your effort become powerful. Let there be determination, zeal, and enthusiasm. At Amrit Vela, say goodbye to all weaknesses. Point number 7.8. Heading is Make yourself self-sovereign. Point number 7.8.8. Detail. Whilst having a heart-to-heart conversation with the Father, some children ask, What will I become in the future? Will I become a king or a subject? Bap Dada responds to the children, Check yourself for even one day and you will know whether you will become king, a wealthy subject, or a subject. First of all, from Amrit Vela, check your three main workers, your cooperative companions. Who are they? First, the mind, that is thought power. Second, the intellect, that is the power to decide. Third, the elevated sanskars of the past and the present. These three are the main workers. In the world nowadays, a king has a chief minister or a special advisor, and the kingdom functions with his cooperation. In the golden age, there won't be any advisors, but there will be close relatives and companions. Consider them to be whatever you want, companions or advisors, but check, do these three functions under your control? Do you have self-sovereignty over these three, or do you work under their control? Does your mind control you, or do you control your mind? Are you able to have whatever type of thought whenever you want? Are you able to focus your intellect wherever you want, or does your intellect make you, the king, wander around? Are you controlling your sanskars, or are you influenced by your sanskars? To have a kingdom means to have a right. Does the power that you, the sovereign, gives an order to carry out the task accurately in the right way at the right time that you ask it to? Or is it that you ask it to do one thing and it does something else? The special means to be a constant yogi, that is, a self-sovereign, is to use the mind and intellect. The mantra you have received is Man Mana Bhav. Yoga is said to be yoga of the intellect. So if these main pillars of support are not under your control, or if they are sometimes under your control and not at other times, if they are under your control one moment and not the next, if even one of the three is under your control to a lesser extent, then you can check from that whether you will become a king or a subject. The sanskars of being a sovereign over a long period of time will enable you to have a right to a kingdom in the future over a long period of time. If you sometimes have control but are sometimes influenced, then you won't be able to receive a full right to the fortune of a kingdom for half the cycle. Point number 7.9. Heading is Remember Your Occupation. Point number 7.9.A. Detail. At Amrit Vela and every now, and then throughout the day, remember your occupation. Who am I? Whilst carrying out your activities, the awareness of being a Raj Yogi become merged. Therefore, let it remain in an immersed form. Make this a discipline. Don't think that I am a yogi. Don't think that I am a Raj Yogi for sure. But remain seated on the seat of Raj Yogi. Otherwise, when you are busy in doing actions, you remember only actions and you forget about the yoga. But you are the combination of both karma and yoga, means karma yogi. A Raj Yogi means a king who has the ruling power as well as the controlling power. Then the Raj Yogi have double powers, can never allow his thoughts to go to waste. So never say, even don't think that a Raj Yogi can do anything waste by his thoughts, actions or deeds. Point number
7.9.B. Detail. From Amrit Vela until 9, let there be no love for anything except the Father and the service. You found the Father and became a server because to the extent you distribute what you have received, it accordingly increases. Give one and receive multi-millions. Simply remember that you are masters of all the treasure stores. The treasure stores are overflowing. You have become children of the one whom the world is seeking. You stepped away from the world of sorrow and merged yourself in the world of happiness. Therefore, constantly continue to move along in the waves of the ocean of happiness and make everyone full of the treasures of happiness. Point number 7.10. Heading is Become Trikal Darshi. Detail. What is the easy way for every task, whether laukik or alaukik? From Amrit Vela till night, to become constantly easy and successful. Whenever you perform any action, first of all, become Trikal Darshi and then perform the action. Because by performing actions in the Trikal Darshi stage, by having knowledge of all three aspects of time in your intellect, there won't be any ups and downs in any of the actions. In any case, to be Jnani means to consider carefully the before and after of any action and then to perform the action, to know the result of the action before you perform the action. It should not be that in a rush, you quickly did whatever came to you. There cannot be success in that. First of all, think of the result and then perform the action. And then result will always be elevated. Only elevated results are said to be successful. It should not be that you were too busy and that you simply began to perform whatever task came in front of you. No, Bab Dada has given you Srimad. Before you eat, first of all, offer bhog and then eat. If you don't perform the action of offering bhog and simply eat quickly, then what will the result of that be? Firstly, when you forget to have remembrance, you are not able to have the effect of Brahma Bhojan on your mind, and secondly, there will be a loss due to not following the Father's Srimad because that is disobedience. It also brings wrong fruit. If you develop the having of thinking of the three aspects of time before performing the action and you perform the action while stable in the Trikal Darshi stage, then none of your actions will be wasteful. They will not be ordinary. You will attain success in worldly actions and in alaukik life also. There will be success and only success. So sit on the throne of the stage of the awareness of being Trikal Darshi, of being Trikal Darshi. Then decide what you have to do, what you don't have to do, and how you have to do something. Then it will not be possible for any of your actions not to give fruit. If the seed is powerful, you will definitely receive its fruit. However, when you perform weak actions in a rush, you don't receive as much as you would like to receive. So, the basis of success in every action is the Trikal Darshi stage. It should not be that you simply remember that you are a master Trikal Darshi and you forget it at the time of performing actions, but you must use this awareness. Never become careless about this practice. Practice this
because you have to accumulate for 21 births. You have to accumulate for 21 births in one birth, and so think how much attention you should pay. Do not have tension, but always pay attention. Now, transform the carelessness. Since bestower is giving, take fully. The bestower is giving, but if those who are taking become happy with just a little, what would the result be? You will not receive it again. So pay full attention. Point number 7.11. Heading is Set a Timetable for the Soul. Point number 7.11.8. Today, the powerful father is seeing his master powerful children from everywhere. One are those who are always powerful, and the other are those who are sometimes powerful, at other times get attracted towards, based even against their desire. Where there is powerful stage, there cannot be waste. Waste thoughts cannot even emerge. Bhaktada was saying that some children still complain to the father that sometimes their waste thoughts change remembrance, yad, into complaints, faryad, that they do not want these thoughts to come, but that they do come.
The majority have finished the stage of vicious thoughts
for the majority of the time. Yet you have not fully passed in not looking at waste, not hearing waste, not thinking waste, and not wasting time. It is because you do not set a program for your mind and intellect to be in a powerful stage from Amrit Vela throughout the whole day's timetable that you get upset. For instance, just as you make a program for a physical task according to the daily timetable, in the same way, if you set your program for the powerful stage of mind, you will automatically never get upset. The busier you keep your mind with powerful thoughts, the more the mind will not find the time to get upset. In today's world, the greater someone's position is, the greater is the IP or VIP. The more he will set the activities according to the daily timetables. So, who are you? They are VIPs. But in the context of your being the children of God, in the context of your Brahmin life, compared to the world outside, no matter how many V's are put for you, they are not enough. Because the world is transformed on the basis of you. You are the images of support for the renewal of the world. In the unlimited drama, you are hero actors, and you are the ones with a life as valuable as diamond. So how great are you? This pure intoxication makes you powerful, whereas intoxication based on body consciousness brings the soul down. You have soul conscious spiritual intoxication, and this is why it doesn't bring you down. It constantly takes you into the elevated flying stage. So, the reason for being attracted towards waste is that you do not set a timetable for your mind and intellect. You do not constantly and fully use the art of keeping your mind busy. Point number 7.11.P. Detail. The second thing is that Bab Dada has given Srimad for everything since Amrit Vela till night, for thoughts, words, actions, and for contacts and relations. Even a smaller disobedience is that you only half follow the discipline of Amrit Vela. You get up and sit down. But do you attain success through the method given by the father's instructions? Do you have a powerful stage? Together with sweet silence, the silence of sleep also become mixed. If Parthada were to show you your weekly television, you would enjoy it a great deal. So, you follow half the instruction. You become the lord who follow the discipline, but you do not become an embodiment of success. What would you say to this? There are such small things of disobedience. You have been given the instruction. Do not cause sorrow for another soul and do not take sorrow. Within this too, you do not cause sorrow, but you do take sorrow. The reason for having vague thoughts is that you take unnecessary sorrow. You hear something and you experience sorrow. Whatever you hear continues to work in your mind against your conscious wish. Why did he say this? What he said was right. This should not happen. The mind has the habit of listening to and looking at waste for 63 births, and this is why it becomes attracted to that even now. This is why disobedience in little things makes the mind heavy, and because of being heavy, you cannot fly to a high stage. This is a very deep philosophy. The burden of the sins of the past does not allow souls to fly. Similarly, disobedience in little things in this one birth does not allow you to experience the stage you want to. Point number 7.11.C. Detail. At Amrit Vela, you should set yourself a timetable for the day. Just as you set a program for physical activity, so too, you should set a program for your spiritual development. By working according to a timetable, you will be able to accomplish numerous tasks in a single day. From early morning hours, you should keep a point in your consciousness. Set a timetable and become the teacher of the self. Set your homework. Be the observer of self. Am I busy in doing homework? Point number 7.12. Heading is check your stage whether powerful or not in each karma. Detail. Make yourself powerful. For that, at Amrit Vela, pay more attention on checking your stage whether it is always powerful in each and every karma or not. When you are busy in doing service for others or make plans for service, check at that time from where the weakness comes. Due to that weakness, the atmosphere does not become powerful. Service is there, but the atmosphere is not powerful. For that, more attention should be given on yourself. Karma and yoga. The powerful stage along with the karma. There is a little deficiency of this balance. Because you remain busy in service, so your own stage does not become powerful. The time you spend in service and mind, body, well, everything you use in service, according to that, you should get multi-million fold. But you are not getting that. The reason for that is there is no balance of karma and yoga. As you make the plans for service, do print the pamphlets, give advertisement in TV, radio, as you make outside material for service. So, before that, you should make and use your thoughts power as a powerful tool. The attention on this is less. After that, you say, we were busy, that's why something was missed. So, you cannot take the double benefit. Point number 7.13. Heading is, give blessings and receive blessings. Detail. Who can receive blessings? Those who remain content and make others content. Whether there is contentment, there will be blessings. If you do not know anything else, it doesn't matter. If you don't know how to give lectures, it doesn't matter. If you find it a great effort to imbibe all the virtues, if you find it an effort to control all the powers, put that aside, but just imbibe one thing. I have to give everyone blessings and receive blessings. You will not have to make any effort. Just try it and see. One day, from Amritvela until night, just do this task. I have to give blessings and receive blessings. Then, at night, check your chart and see whether it was an easy effort or whether you had to do labor. Do not do anything else but give blessings and receive blessings. Everything is included in this. The divine virtues and powers will come automatically. Even if someone gives you sorrow, you have to give him or her blessings. Then you will have the power to tolerate and then the power to merge automatically.
Om Shanti.